சமஸ்தஜனகல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்மவேத்வரம் சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். சாந்தி சாந்தி பாட். ஓம் ஆப்யாயந்து மமாங்காணி சோத்ரமதோ பலமிந்திரியாணி ச சர்வாணி சர்வம் ப்ரஹ்மோபநிஷதம் மாஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகுர்யாம் மாமாப்ரஹ்ம நிராகரோத் அநிராகரணமஸ்த்வநிராகரணம் மே அஸ்து. ததாத்மனி நிரதேய உபநிஷத்ஸு தர்மாஹ தே மயி சந்து தே மயி சந்து. ஓம் சாந்தே சாந்தே சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. ஹரி ஓம். So we are taking Chandogya Upanishad, 7th chapter. 6th chapter we saw last time. Chandogya means Chandoga. Chandas means Vedic meter. And or mantra. Gaha means the one who sing, Gayakaha. So Chandoha means Gayat Chandoha Gayati iti Chandoga. Singer of Veda. So when it comes to singing, only one Veda, that is only Samaveda is sung. So therefore, Chandokya, Santokya Upanishad means Samaveda. And Samavedas are nothing but Rigveda mantra. The same Rigveda mantras are sung. That is called Samaveda. Samaveda, there are no separate mantras. The same Rigveda mantras are sung. Now, here we have an Akhyayika. That is introduction. So every chapter you will see the Guru Shishya and introduction of Guru and Shishya. Earlier in the 6th chapter we saw Guru and Shishya. The Guru was Uddhalaka and Shishya was Swetaketu. Here you see the Guru is Sanat Kumara. And Shishya is none other than Narada himself. And in the 7th chapter also, the theme is Brahma Vidya. But the name is different. 6th chapter, Brahman was called Sat. Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit. So Sat was Brahman. Now, 7th chapter, Brahman is called Bhuman. Bhuma Vidya. That's why Brahma Vidya is called Bhuma Vidya. Now, what is the meaning of the word Bhuma? Bhuma means big, Brihat, infinite. So, that's why the Brhn Shabda, from there only the Brihat, Brahman, the word has come. So here also Bhuma means big, Brihat, infinite. Now this is going to be a dialogue between Guru and Shishya. Guru is Sanat Kumara's Manasaputras of Brahmaji. Shishya is Narada, younger brother. He is also Manasaputra of Brahmaji. There are 26 chapters here. Sections are here. They are all small ones. The actual Bhuma Vidya is only in the last four sections. All the previous sections are going to be preparatory upasana. So Chandogya Upanishad is full of upasana, the whole Chandogya. Five chapters, at the beginning of five chapters, all of them were upasanas. Because they are all Vedic upasanas, it's very difficult for us to practice also. But then some of them are very good. Prana upasana is there, Brahma upasana is there, Hiranyagarbha upasana is there. They're all very nice. One upasana I really was fascinated by, it was the prana upasana. So he said, when you breathe in, remember that you are breathing in from the total prana. And you breathe out also, you imagine that you are breathing into the total prana. So that prana is considered as Hiranyagarbha. So this upasana will prepare your mind to attain Krama Mukti, it is said. It is, all upasanas will take you to Brahmaloka. Upasana and karma together will take you to Brahmaloka. This is Krama Mukti. Moksha is only with jnanam. Upasana will prepare your mind. Now, in the sixth chapter, we saw all Vedanta. But here, it is different. In the first section, it is an akhyayika, where the Guru and Shishya are introduced. Now, let us read the mantra 1. Adhihi Bhagava iti Hopasasada Sanat Kumaram Naradaha Tamho Vacha Yaddhetha Tena Mopasita Tatasta Udham Vakshyamiti Saho Vacha. Now it's a story, introduction of bringing the teacher and the taught together. Once upon a time, Narada approached Sanat Kumara and requested him to teach. Now what is to be taught? Sanat Kumara says, please tell me what you know. So Narada asks, please teach. So then what is to be taught? Before teaching, I must know what you know. Then only I can teach you. Because the moment I say, I am going to teach you Brahma Vidya, you lift your hand and say, I know. Then it is like you tell, you know, the story in the Balavihar children. The moment you start telling once upon a time, they lift their hand and say, we know. And then the whole interest in teaching is gone, you see. So that's why Sanat Kumara asks, what do you know? So then here, Narada is not an ordinary student. He has 1 mile long degree. So sometimes some swamis also you meet, they give you a card, name card, you know. There they will say Falana Swami, Tathagata Ananda or something, and then they will write their BA, LLB, FRC, that. It is 1 mile long degree they will write. That means what? He has not given up anything. So here Narada gives a long, still Narada says, even after knowing so much, he says, I am a samsari. Like previously, I was miserable BA. Now I am miserable PhD. So the miserable situation has not changed. Tarati shokam atmavide. I have heard this statement. The one who knows Atma crosses all sorrows. So this I have heard. Therefore, I have approached you. Please teach me. Atehi bhagavaha iti ho upasasada. Upasasada approached. Sanat Kumaram Naradaha tam hovacha. Tam to that Sanat Kumara uvachaha. Yet. So they said, what you know, please tell me. The tatparyam here is, no one should learn Brahmavidya independently, however scholarly a person is. Panditopi Brahmanveshanam Svatantrena Nakuryat. So one should learn Brahmavidya, one should not learn Brahmavidya independently. Narada, who knew everything, did not try to know himself, but approaches a teacher. Second thing is the anadittam of this vidya, guru parampara. And this knowledge is time tested. Experimental, experimented by many. So, I am not a guinea pig. So this is also very important. Then it is for easy understanding through a story. Certain qualification is indicated here. First is Nityanitya Vivekaha. Narada is well educated, good character, well born, good family. Brahmaji himself is the father. Then sadhana. In previous lives, Narada has done lot of sadhana. In Bhagavatam, his story comes. Narada's own story, he himself tells his own story. And then all the resources like wealth, etc., shakti, power, and also he has got green card for all places. Any place, Narada is welcome. Whether it is Rakshasa's place or Devadas' place. He was a very diplomatic, highly diplomatic person. Narada had all of them. But none of them could cure his sorrow. From this it is clear that all these are apurna vastu, cannot give total satisfaction. Now he will see the list of his PhDs, you know, how many PhDs he had. Even then he was sorrowful. So it is proved that Atmavidya alone can give the completeness. Second one is Vairagyam. Shishya must discover Vairagya. It should not be the discovery of his guru. Guru is not the one discovering in you Vairagyam. The Shishya should discover Vairagyam. And our the Naishkarma Siddhi, Sureshwaracharya says, Vairagyam is not created. Vairagyam comes automatically. It's natural. In fact, in all of us, Vairagyam is natural. It is covered by so many things now. Our Vishaya Vasanas are the one that is covering the Vairagyam. But those Vishaya Vasanas slowly settle down, thinned. Then Vairagyam surfaces automatically. It is not that you have to create, develop Vairagyam. No. So Vairagyam is something that is natural. We are born with it. That is why something that we don't like, we want to get out of it immediately, isn't it? It is not that we hold on to it. Even though we know it is bad, we hold on to it. No. So then there won't be any garbage bags, you see. So the moment we know, it is garbage. So Shishya must discover Vairagya. It should not be the discovery of his guru. Then of course, he had all Shat Sampatti. So the Samadama, Uparati, Diksha, Shraddha, Samadhanam, all those. Finally, he had Mumukshutva. Thus, the story indirectly points out the Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti. Upasasada approached Adhihi Bhagavaha. O revered sir, he be pleased to instruct me. What we have to learn from Narada is that however great he is in learning, he had that humility to learn. But sometime what happened, once you reached some state, then our ego will not allow us to learn from others. That is also there. However popular we are, we should be humble enough to learn from others. Who knows better? So two things, Amanitvam and Shraddha, these two. He addresses his teacher, Bhagavaha. O Lord, see his Shraddha. Not like nowadays you see your guru high, you know, you say. Our Gurudev used to say in India, for the when you drive the cattle, they say high, high, high. So, now that has become a common thing in the Western world to greet human being. So too it was said when Sugriva met Ramchandraji first, and they entered into a contract between them. So this, it seems they first shook hand. Sugriva and Bhagavan Ramchandra shook hand. Why? Because that was the custom among monkeys. Now that has become a custom in Western world. I am not saying this, Gurudev said this, okay. Don't look at me. But human beings like us better do namaste. It is a proper custom to greet each other. Tagam hovacha yat vedattha tena nopasita. Tell me what you know already. Tena nopasita. I shall instruct what is beyond that. Tataha te urdhvam vakshyami. So I will tell you beyond that. Then sahovacha, then Narada said. Narada then, he gives his sample of what does he know. Rigvedam bhagavaham adhyemi yajurvedam Samavedam, Atharvanam, Vedam, Atharvanam, Chaturtham, Itihasa Puranam, Panchamam Vedanam, Vedam, Pitriam Rashim, Daivam Nithim, Vako Vakya Mekayanam, Deva Vidyam, Brahma Vidyam, Buddha Vidyam, Kshatra Vidyam, Nakshatra Vidyam, Sarpa Deva Jana Vidyam, Etat Bhagavodhemi. All these sciences I know. All of them come under Aparavidya. Rigveda, 10,000 mantras, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharvana Veda, all of them I know. Ichadurvedi, Narada Ichadurvedi. He knows all the mantras chanting, but the Upanishad, the essence of Upanishad, he doesn't know. All the mantras chanting, like our pandits, they all know how to chant. Itihasa Puranam are considered a Panchama Veda. So that's why he said Panchama Bhagavati Veda, Sama Veda, Atharvanam, Chaturtham, Itihasa Puranam, Panchamam Vedanam. So Panchama Veda is Itihasa Puranas. Itihasa means you know. Itihasam, we have two Itihasas, Mahabharata and Ramayana. Itihasa, thus said. That is Itihasa. Stories occurring in Veda itself. But generally people think that it was all written by Vyasa Bhagavan out of his own imagination. No, it is not true. It is most of the stories are there in our Vedas. Those Vedic stories only, he has brought it out. Of course, he has given more elaboration, more interesting to read. Puranam means mythological stories in the Vedas. I don't want to say mythological. The moment you say mythology is myth, then there is a problem. So it is stories given in our Shastras, Vedas. Vedanam, Vedam means Vyakaranam. That another one is Vedanam, Vedam. Panchamam, Puranam, Panchamam, Vedanam. Here Vedanam, Vedam. Vedanam, Vedam means grammar. That science by which one come to know Vedas is called grammar. Vedic grammar is slightly different. So, one who knows grammar. So, that science through which one come to know Veda is called Vedanam Vedaha. Then Pitriya. Pitriyam Rashim Devam. Pitriya means the Shraddha Karma. Pitra Shraddha Karma. Pitriyam. So how to worship the, now this is the, what do you call that, Masam? What do you call that? Mahalevatsha. So Mahalevatsha. So this is there surprisingly in China also. The whole month is declared as a ghost month. Yeah. And they keep their offering outside. Every house. So it is something that is very common. Mahalevatsham. They believe that the gate of the hell is open. All the ghosts will come and roaming about in there, looking at the family, what they are doing and all that. So they have this belief. They will not do anything auspicious during this time. No wedding. No, graha pravesham, nothing. They are very, very particular about it. Then, so pitrim, rashim, mathematics, calculation. Then daivam, knowledge of good and bad omens. Utpadatnyanam, so rashim. Daivam here means the good and bad omens, you know that. You know, when you go, you look at the omen, isn't it? what is that? Endi, mundi, than angahinan, vidavan, alpam, virunbaduran. That is Malayalam, okay. Ina, virun, mrudangaka. There is one, another one also. So suppose there is one dandi, one person come with a stick when you are going somewhere. then that is considered very bad. Undidan is also totally bald head. Angahinan, that's a person who has got defect in the limbs. Vidhava, widow, snake. These are all considered bad woman. So here it is that Daivam means knowledge of good and bad woman. Nithi, science of the finding out treasure in the ground. So diviner, the water diviner. So that's kind of people. So they take a rod and then go around. The rod start rotating. They say there is wealth, treasure here. So that is the nithim. Vako vakyam. Vako vakyam. Tarkashastram. Logic. Reasoning. Vako vakyam. Vako vakyam. Logic. Ekayanam. Ekayanam. Niti shastram. Science of justice. Justice or law. Then Deva Vidya Niruktam, study of derivation of Vedic words. Then Brahma Vidya, Veda Vidya, how to pronounce the Vedas. Here Brahma Vidya doesn't mean that the Brahma Vidya, Vedanta, no, not that. Here it is Brahma Vidya means Veda Vidya. How to pronounce the word Vedas. Shiksha Shastram, phonetic, how to go up and down. Phonetics, when you chant Vedic mantras, there is phonetics to be used, up and down. Then Kalpam, application of Veda mantras in ritual. That is Kalpam. Kalpa Shastra is there. Also give which mantra to be used, where, in which ritual. All the pandits, they learn this kalpam, because even though Veda is one passage, and then there are divided into different groups, and which mantra to be chanted and when also. There are different type of fire also. Kali, Garali, etc. According to the nature of the fire, what mantra to be chanted, all these are all considered Kalpa Shastra. So that's why you should know what mantra to be chanted when. So when you are getting married, you cannot chant Nakarmana Na Prajayadane Na Tyageneke. Because some people do that in this way. Because one pandit was wedding, he was chanting mantras which is meant for funeral. So I asked him, why are you chanting this? He said, I know only this. It's so dangerous. So when the sannyasi comes, you cannot chant Darsha Dasasya Putram Padimega Samkara. I mean, have 10 sons and all that. You can't chant those mantras. So appropriately, what mantra to be chanted when? So this is called Kalpa Shastra, is very important Shastra. Chandas, Vedic meters. Gayatri, Ushnik, etc. Different meters are there. Very chandas. Bodha Vidya, physical science, elemental, Bhautika Shastram, so material science. Kshatra Vidya, Kshatra Vidya means Dhanur Vidya, science of archery, etc. Then Nakshatra Vidya, astrology, stars and the predictions. Then Sarpa Vidya, science of removing snake poison. It's called Garuda Shastram. Garuda, the one destroy the Sarpa. They use Garuda Mantra and then poison is removed. So, Deva Jana Vidyam, Nirtaganadi science, So Devajana Vidya, Nirtagana, the science is called Devajana Vidya. Various arts, dance, music, sculpture, etc. Devas are good in art and music. Because heaven is the place for enjoyment. And music is, therefore, music is part of their life. So Devatas. Etat Bhagavaha, I know all this. So now you see the list of Arda was not ordinary person. Third mantra. Soham Bhagavaha. Mantra Videvasmi. Na Atma Vishrutamas. Srutam heva. Srutam hi eva. Srutam hi eva. Me Bhagavat. Drishebhyaha. Tarati shokam. Atmavit iti. Soham Bhagavaha. Shochami. Tamma Bhagavan. Shokasya param. Tarayatviti. Tamho vacha. Yadvai. Kinchetate. Adhyagishta. Namai vaitate. Why should such a Narada come to Sanat Kumara? He openly admits, I am not Atmavid. I am Anatmavid. Only Aparavidya Soham Bhagavah. I am only a knower of mantra. Mantra means only how to chant, not the meaning. Or I can perform Vedic karma ritual, na atma vidhe. Not atma jnanam. So what? If you don't have atma jnanam, you have all the other knowledges, you should be happy. Because I have heard from people like you, casual listening here and there, Shrutam Hameva Me Bhagavad Drishyebhya. What did you hear? Tarati Shokam Atma Vite. Knower of Atma crosses sorrow, samsara. This I heard. So therefore, this mantra alone is the basis for Lord Krishna's teaching in the Gita, Ashochyananya Shojastum Pratnyavadam Chabashase, Gatasuna Gatasuncha Nanu Shojanti Pandita. Lord Krishna has taken that thought from this, from this mantra. Therefore, since I am not Atmavit, and hence I am sorrowful, Soham Bhagavaha, Shochami. Tamma Bhagavan. That me who is sorrowful. Shokasya param tarituti. Take me across this sorrow I am going through. All our solution in this world for being happy is temporal, because at that moment of joy you are free from ego. Like you are listening to music, or a person is drugged, his, then what happened? His ego is gone to a trance and he feel happy. So all happy moment, if you think about it, that is the time ego get dissolved temporarily. The happiest moment, you see, there is no ego. But then what happened? Ego is not gone. He is temporarily dissolved. But he will come back. The moment he comes back, our sorrow comes back also. So this is what is the whole problem. There is a temporary absence of ego. So too, to a yogi, when he is in samadhi, there is a bliss. But when he come out of it, miserable again. So, entering into samadhi is not called jivan mukti avastha. Jivan mukti avastha is not depending upon any avastha. In all avasthas, it should be available. So, this is due to absence and presence of ego. So, when the ego is annihilated, the sorrow will not be, sorrow will go, unless it is annihilated. Sorrow will not go permanently. The cause of ego is ignorance. And ignorance can go only by knowledge. Now when we hear about this ignorance, again we don't get any idea. Because what happens is, the word ignorance we resist. We are not ignorant, we are all knowledgeable people. When we say the word ignorance, ajnanam, what we mean is, suppose we ask you, do you know Atma, your own antaratma, do you know? What is the answer? I don't know. I hope so. You say, I don't know. And that we call it as ignorance. We are not talking about the material world, you are all knowledgeable people. They are ignorant. This word ignorance is not meant for that. The word ignorance meant here is in Vedanta is self-ignorance. Now, you cannot ask when did this start, this ignorance. Why it start? Why that ignorance at all be there? You know. So all these questions are there. If there was no question, there was no ignorance, and there are so many problems also there. Bhagavan, the Lord, is knowledge. How can the knowledge allow ignorance to exist? If light is there, darkness should go. Knowledge is like light. How can there be darkness, ignorance? So all these problems are there, isn't it? So if you start thinking, this question comes. But that is a beauty here. Knowledge, we are thinking not like ordinary knowledge. Bhagavan's knowledge is, Bhagavan is knowledge, but that knowledge is unopposed to ignorance. It allows ignorance to exist. That is a beauty. It is something like our eyes. We are, suppose, if it is a camera, eyes are like camera. If an object is bathed in light, then only the camera can take the picture. But our eyes, we are able to see both darkness and light at one time, isn't it? It is not that one after the other. At one time, Shankaracharya gives this example. At one time, we are able to see both. So that means what? The light behind the eyes to make us see, that light of consciousness is neither darkness nor light. It is beyond both. So it allows ignorance to exist. Therefore, the cause of ego is ignorance. and ignorance can go only by knowledge. That is why Narada says, Shokam Bhagavaha Shochami Shokasya Param Tarayatu Tam Ma. Chochantam Ma. Me who is sorrowful. Param, shore, means Shoka Sagarasya Param Tarayatu. Take me across the ocean of samsara. Nibajya Unmajjayam, in and out of water. Soga Sagaram, I am drowning in the ocean. It is not drowned. So samsar mein dube huye hai, India bolte hai na. If you are already drowned, there is no problem, because over. But drowning is a problem. Because little bit you go inside, then again come out, then again go inside, then again come out. This is the problem. So thus Narada answered to that. Narada Sanatkumara answered saying that Yat Kincha Etat Adhyagishta. Whatever you have learned is Nama Eva Etat. Only name means Paravidya, lower knowledge. Whatever you learned is only names. That is all. See, such a big list is given, and then he says, so nothing, it's all names only. Paravidya. Paravidya means lower knowledge. Now, Sanat Kumaras are going to put Narada into a series of upasanas. The first one in the series is Nama Brahma Upasana. 15 upasanas are going to come. Last upasana is Prana Brahma Upasana. So, Namadi Prananda Brahma Upasanani. So, all this what you have heard or learned is Nama only. So, therefore, he starts with Nama Upasana. Fourth mantra. Namava Rigveto Yajurvedaha Samaveda Atharvana Chaturtha Itihasa Puranaha Panchamo Vedanam Vedaha Pitryo Rashir Devo Nidhirvako Vakyamekayanam Deva Vidya Brahma Vidya Bhuta Vidya Kshatra Vidya Nakshatra Vidya Sarpa Sarpa Deva Jana Vidya Namai Vaitan Namo Pasveti Now Sanat Kumara introduced the first upasana, namely Nama Upasana. Whatever you have learned means all those Vedas are nothing but namas only. Now Sanat Kumara repeats all that Narada said, all his qualification. So he repeats here. This is the style of Vedas. So that shows his memory also. See, one time Narada said, he remembered everything. See. All of them are namas only. Meditate upon any name. Upasaka, meditator, alambanam, symbol, upasyam, deity. Symbol is required because the devatas are not visible. For Guru Upasana, alambanam is not required because he is readily available. It's not only need alambanam, like now. Alambanam also, there are two kinds. Pratika alambanam, then Pratima alambanam. There are upasana also, there are two. Pratika upasana and Pratima upasana. Pratika means no particular form, like Shivalingam, Salagramam. So these are all Pratika. That doesn't have a particular form. But Pratima Arambaram. What is Devi Upasaka? They have Meru. That is also Pratikam. Pratima Upasaram means Spashta Avayava, clear deity. Like a human form. You see, like Bhagavan, Shivaji in meditation. Lord Vishnu, Lord Ganesha, ityadi. Therefore, this Nama Upasana is Pratika Upasana. What is the Upasyam? Brahman is Upasyam. Upasyam means what is meditated upon is Brahman. Nama itself is Brahman, so it is called Nama Brahma Upasana. You invoke Sachidananda Brahma in a form idol and worship that Brahma in that idol. Then what will I get out of it? It's called Sakama Upasana. Nishkama Upasana, I don't want any phalam. Then you will get Chitta Shuddhi, Guru Prapti, Jnana Prapti, Moksha Prapti, spiritual upliftment. But someone is not interested in Moksha, I want to fulfill my duties, then practice Sakama Upasana. We have Brahman is infinite, it is going to be there always. If not this life, next life I will see. But right now I want to fulfill my desires. So, what is the hurry? So this justification is there. But my joy from this material world is temporary, let me have it now. So Brahman can wait. This is the thing. Sakama Upasakas always give this excuse. They have desire, so though with that desire in mind you do upasana, it will be fulfilled. There is no doubt about it. But see, the all upasana phalam, one is, if you have desire, it will be fulfilled. If you don't have desire, then what happened? Still you do upasana, you gain mental purity. Now, why do you need mental purity? With mental purity alone, you will feel satisfaction in life, number one. Number two, you become closer to Bhagavan. Such a mind will automatically taken to satsang. So, sattvic mind is the one, the propelling force behind you to go to satsang. And even if you go to satsang, learn from satsang also, because you will be like a blotting paper. You absorb everything that is said in the satsang. Because otherwise, 1 hour sitting and listening itself is a pain. So you start looking at the watch, you know. So once people start looking at the watch, then you know they are not enjoying the class. So, again in Naishkama Siddhi, Sureshwaracharya gives this very important, because he is a karmara, converted to sannyasi, Vedanta. So naturally he knows. So first whole 40 verses, you know, he criticizes karma like anything. This is the worst. I mean, when you hear that, my God, what am I doing? Then he takes it. He says, no, no, the karma should not be neglected. Why? It has got its own purpose. The purpose is to purify your mind. Now he gives justification also. Why do you want to purify your mind? So, purify the mind means what? A mind which is free from distraction. See, when you are listening to Shastra, your mind should be free from distraction. Because when you are sitting there 1 hour listening, what happened? That 1 hour is not there for you. Absorption, that absorption, 1 hour absorption is not there. Right now what happens? So many thought comes in between. You are listening all right. But then mind is traveling in so many places. So, without distraction, complete absorption, if you want to get, then you have to have this Antakarana Shuddhi. That Antakarana Shuddhi can be gained only through either Nitya Naimitya Karma or through Upasana. So this is, he proves it very nicely. So karma should not be neglected, but we should know where it should take you. The limitation of karma you should be know. Up to Antakarana Shuddhi it can take you. But afterwards, Brahma Vidya, Vichara is very important. That we don't do it. We will leave it at that. They become addicted to that. That is why the problem. So, sakama upasana, nishkama upasana. So, according to that, the phalam will be there. Now, nama itself is Brahman. So, that nama Brahma upasana. Now, Bhagavan's nama. The thousands names are there, even Vishnu, Sahasranama, thousand. Every deity has got Sahasranama. Dakshinamurti has got Sahasranama. Shiva Sahasranama is there. Shiva, Lord Shiva has got 10,000 names now. I have seen 10,000. Desha Sahasranama is there. Like that. So, any name you can take and do upasana on that. But that's why you select one name. It's not that all 1,000 names you have to meditate. One particular name which you like. You take that and then do upasana on that. Chant the name. And let the sound of the name should get reverberate in your mind. Meaning is not important. Meaning is Bhagavan. So that, then you see, the mind gains potency. And mind gains that absorption. When the mind gains that absorption, then what happened? Mind gains purity. Such a mind will be taken to Vichara, Brahma Vidya class, Upanishad class. So satsang, it will go. Now, fifth one, right? Sayo nama.
Sayo nama.
Brahmetyupaste.
Brahmetyupaste.
Yavannamno.
Yavannamno.
Gatam tatrasya.
Gatam tatrasya.
Yatha
kamacharo.
Bhavati.
Bhavati.
யோ நாம ப்ரஹ்மேத்யுபாஸ்தேஸ்தி பகவோ நாம்னோ பூய இதி நாம்னோ வாவ பூயோஸ்தீதி தன்மே பகவான் ப்ரவீத்விதி. The phalam is yaha nama brahmetyubhaste, wherever the name can go, there this upasaka can go. By mere wish he can reach all the lokas. See how beautiful it is. Wherever the name can go, he can go. So by mere wish he can reach. So the siddhis will come to you. So Hanumanji had all the siddhis. Ashta siddhi nivaditike data. So sankalpa matrena he can reach places. Now Narada said, is there something more pervasive than name? So he goes deeper and deeper. See, the student is, see, the teacher tests the student first. See, he will give you the grossest thing. Then if he is satisfied, then he will leave you there. But if he is not satisfied, he wants more, then he will give you a little more. This is how. Now Narada is asking. He is not asked just only name. Upasana, nama upasana, he is not satisfied. He says, is there anything, is there something more pervasive than name? Is the nama most vyapakam or anything else more than that? Then I can do that upasana. Why only settle for one nama upasana? So the second upasana will be more pervasive than the name. Third will be more pervasive than that. Finally, the most pervasive, which is bhuma, least pervasive is nama. With this, the first section is over. So nama was the fifth one he is asking. The fifth one is the actually Phalashruti actually. He who worships the name as the infinite truth become free to act as he wishes in the sphere within the reach of name. So Narada asked, is there anything greater than that? With that, one section is over. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll complete it, don't worry. They're all upasanas. Only the last four section is only real Vedanta. There we stop and wait. Go elaborately. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.